The Justice at Stake campaign is focusing on state courts because in 2000, money spent on state Supreme Court races skyrocketed. Justice at Stake got famous pollsters from both political parties to do a survey on the issue. They found three-quarters of Americans believe their judges' and justices' decisions are influenced by contributions to their election campaigns. Asked whether the country has two justice systems, one for the rich and powerful and one for everybody else, 6 in 10 Americans agreed. 9 in 10 African Americans thought so. 8 in 10 judges and justices said they were concerned about that idea. North Carolina Judge James Wynn told reporters in Washington, D.C., it doesn't matter if the public mistrust is justified or not.
In a democracy, the very foundation of our judicial system is the fact that our citizens do have trust in the systems, they follow the laws, and they don't go to the streets once they get a verdict that does not satisfy them.
Justice at Stake says the most effective reforms will vary state by state. In Wisconsin, former state Supreme Court Justice Jeanine Geske is involved in the reform effort. Geske says, in a way, the judicial system is the most important branch of government.
I mean, it is the check. It is the check on both the executive branch and the legislative branch to make sure the Constitution is being followed. And what's important to our system, and if you look at other countries, they don't have this, is that the judiciary truly is independent and is not swayed by political winds or special interests.
Geske has been working to get a bill passed which would require all Wisconsin judicial elections be funded only with money from the state, so private interests couldn't get involved. She says the bill almost passed last year, and she expects it to this session. Benson Gardner, Wisconsin Public Radio.